Now Ayling chipping the ball in towards Wilbraham, and he might get the wrong side of Downing here. It drops for Little now, and a chance and a goal for Bristol City. It's Joe Bryan. The left wing back has drilled it into the near post, and Bristol City had the lead. It was a bit of poor defending really from Walsall. The ball drifted in, it went over Downing's head and ricocheted out to Bryan, the left wing back, cut inside onto his right foot and drilled the ball into the near post past Richard O'Donnell. Bristol City haven't started brilliantly in this game. That's their first shot on target, but it's gone in the back of the net. Sadler's trail 1-0.
Sawyers needs to work it in there. He does play the short ball to Chambers, who's dummy, and back to Romain Sawyers. Oh, what a goal! What a goal for the Saddlers. Romain Sawyers from the edge of the box has curled it into the top corner. They've barely created a clear-cut chance in the second half, but all 11 men are huddling round Romain Sawyers in front of the dugout. It was a superbly worked goal. Beautiful interchange from Sawyers and Adam Chambers on the edge of the box. Teed up beautifully for Sawyers, and he curled it into the top corner. The Saddlers are level against the league leaders. It's Walsall 1, Bristol City 1.
Well, Dean, a strike like that is a special way to get a point against a team that's high-flying.
It is, and the build-up to it as well. For me, it was a goal of the season, contended already. It was fantastic how we worked the ball from side to side, and, you know, with the interchange play around the edge of their box was brilliant, and, you know, superb finish. So, really pleased with the goal. But I'm really pleased with the performance. I thought it was excellent today and had a very good team on the back foot for the majority of the game.
The build-up was intricate and really well worked, but up to that point the fans were getting a little bit frustrated that the ball wasn't getting in the box as much. Do you feel a bit vindicated though after that?
I think so. I mean, that was me gripe at half-time, that the ball's in the box had mainly been on Flint's head, and that's what he does well. So we needed to work the ball from side to side, and we always felt that they would tire, if we'd done that last 20 minutes, and I think we were justified in doing that because I felt they did tire, and we looked stronger as the game went on.
And it's a result that gives a continue to run a form against fancied sides here at the Banks as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really three really good results on the trot. You know, I'm slightly disappointed we haven't got all 3 points because I thought we were the better team over the 90 minutes and against a really good team. So, you know, it shows that, you know, we're getting where we want to be with the players coming back from injury and, the performances we're putting in. Mm.
And just a few positive results. And you mentioned Perkis and Cook coming back from injury. It's a lot more positive now, isn't it, than the start of the season?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the only downside today is Tom Bradshaw felt his hamstring, you know. But fortunately, I've got Jordan Cook who can go on now. And, he went and gave a good account of himself. He's still getting back to fitness after his injury. But, you know, I've got Manset, I've got Grimes, I've got James Chambers, Mel Benning. So I've got a number of players now that are fighting for places, and that's an important part to have at this football club.
And still room for improvement, perhaps in defence. The first goal must have been something that the Bristol City goal, that is, must have been disappointing.
It was disappointing. You know, I think Jim just got sucked into the first ball when Paul's challenging for it, and it dropped to their wing back who cut inside and put it away. So, and it was slightly against the run of play because I thought we'd started the game really well. You know, but we never took a backward step from there. We kept going forward. I mean, they should have been down to 10 men because there was a very naughty challenge in front of us where the lad Williams has gone. I don't think he's a bad lad, but he's gone over the top of the ball and he could have ended up. He could have put Reece Flanagan in hospital. But unfortunately, none of the officials saw it. So disappointed with that. And you know, for 10 minutes I was incensed, but I managed to calm down in the end.
He didn't give a free kick for it, did he?
He didn't give nothing. I mean, it was. And that's the worrying thing about it, that, you know, between four of them, nobody can see anything.
Particular competition in those advanced midfield slots. Obviously, Romain Sawyers got that goal today before he goes off on international duty. An opportunity now for somebody else to come back in, Ashley Grimes, the likes of. And that's a position that you're getting the best out of the players because of that competition, would you say?
Yeah, there's a lot of competition. I mean, Romain went away for international duty in September, probably a little low on confidence. And, we can all see what it's done to him. And, it's unfortunate that we'll miss him while he's away, but I've got players who can step up to the plate now. And, Rom's got to come back fighting for his position again because hopefully we'll get some good results while he's away.
Just, I'm not going to see you again before the Wednesday game at the Johnston's Paint. What sort of challenge does that represent for you, Rochdale, a team meeting again?
Yeah, I know. It's a big challenge for us because it's competition. You know, I keep being told that we've never got to Wembley as a football club, so it'd be great. It's our best chance in that competition or the playoffs. And it's somewhere that I'd like to take this football club. So it's a big competition for us, and we'll be going all out to try and get the win.
So that mean a full-strength team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Romain won't be available, but there's certainly others, and Tom Bradshaw maybe not now, but there's a lot of players who are fighting for places at the moment.
Chance for youngsters like Kinsella to get a go, maybe, perhaps?
I'm not so sure. I mean, we'll assess the injuries over the weekend and how the players are before deciding what we go with on Tuesday.
Yeah. And still need to carry on that momentum, and this is perhaps a good opportunity to do it in that game.
Yeah, very important that we keep momentum going all the time. And, you know, we had a bad defeat there at Rochdale a few weeks ago, and we need to, you know, not go and put that right, but just go and put a performance in and hopefully get the right result.